In the decades.com. Akron is the rubber city, the home of Goodyear and Firestone and General Tire, and even the home of Jeffrey Dahmer. We're not quite as proud of that one. But this show starts up here in Akron each week. And later on today's show, we will have a live acoustic recording by Soul Asylum from a Summit FM radio members event that happened just recently in the Rubber City. So we bring it all together and we share it out all around the world through the power of radio and record collecting and music, cruisingthedecades.com. Up next, Nat King Cole Trio. In fact, Nat King Cole had a big hit in the 50s with Ballerina. He did a version of that last song, but we are going to play this tasty number. It's real sugary sweet number. It's called Candy on Cruisin' the Decades.
Candy, I call my sugar a candy. 'Cause I am sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy is gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. Much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy is gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. It's gonna be just dandy when I take my candy and make her mine.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history. From swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Playing those songs where you go, hey, wait, I know that song, but I never knew that was a cover. I never knew. Well, it's not really a cover, but in the 90s, that song by Linda Lindell was used by Salt and Pepper with En Vogue, and it became this jam in the background. What a Man, one of the iconic hip-hop songs of the 90s. And most listeners didn't even know that it was originally Linda Lindell in 1968. Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music, drawing it all together, mapping out all the connections of sounds and styles and how it all influences one another. It's a great circle of popular music and culture. CruisinTheDecades.com for all of our playlists, and send us a listener report. Send us a reception report. Let us know where you're located and what station you're listening on. Cruisin' the Decades is heard worldwide on shortwave radio all around the world. We've got our shortwave shout-outs coming up a little later with Martine in Poland, our European connection. Cruisin' the Decades continues now, and let's zip into the late 70s. The highly influential, very important alt-rock band Susie and the Banshees. This is 1978 with Hong Kong Garden.
Hong Kong elements in the air, symbols crashing in.
100 years of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Iconic. The Australian rockers AC/DC on Cruise in the Decades 1986. Who Made Who? That album, Who Made Who, is actually the soundtrack to Maximum Overdrive, a Stephen King movie, a horror movie of the 80s about runaway truckers, like 18-wheelers, that start taking over the place. It's a great classic horror film, a great soundtrack, and AC/DC's Power Up Tour has recently been announced. Now, these guys aren't 25 years old anymore, but they are doing 13 stadium stops across North America. Minneapolis and Pittsburgh, Nashville, Chicago, Cleveland, and Vancouver. I mean, it's pretty awesome. The legend of AC/DC. Almost as big as the legendary moment in the summer of 1994. All right, think back. White Ford Bronco. Unfolding live worldwide on television. This was one of the first high-speed TV car chases. And if you lived through the 90s, you probably remember the O.J. Simpson vehicle chase story.
It was June 1994. President Bill Clinton was serving his second year in office. The story of Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding had overshadowed the recent Olympics. Kurt Cobain, Richard Nixon and Jackie O had recently died. But on June 17th, as sports fans settled in for Game 5 of the NBA Finals, something unexpected was about to unfold. Live on television.
Tonight on Larry King Live, an American tragedy. O.J. Simpson vanishes after being charged for a crime his fans never dreamed he could commit. Now, live from Washington, here's Larry King.
I understand we're going to go to a live picture in Los Angeles. Okay, this is Interstate 5, and this is courtesy of KCALR, one of our L.A. affiliates. Police believe that O.J. Simpson is in that car. Let's pick up what the KCAL broadcaster is saying.
It seems at this point that the officers would do just about whatever they do in any type of a pursuit.
Now they're telling me that they believe that this vehicle is registered to Al Cowlings, one of OJ's oldest friends, a teammate at Southern Cal. Police radio is saying that Simpson, the passenger in the car, has a gun at his head.
Oh, no.
Which has explained why they haven't been stopping and why they haven't moved up alongside.
Oh, no.
The voice saying, oh, no, is John Mack, president of the L.A. Urban League. If you've just joined us, this is Larry King live in Washington, reviewing a car apparently being driven by Al Cowling, one of O.J.'s oldest friends and a former teammate at Southern Cal.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we're okay, but you gotta tell the police to just back off. He's still alive, and he got a gun to his head.
Okay, hold on a minute. Monica?
He just wanna see his mother. Let me get him to the house.
Okay, hold on a moment. Okay, now what's your name?
My name is AC. You know who I am.
Okay. All righty, sir. Hold on just a moment.
Pre-internet, but satellite technology existed, and it spread like wildfire, and it took over all the TV cable channels. O.J. Simpson in the summer of 1994. This is Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music and cultural history. And in 1994... The Beastie Boys.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Well, you say I'm 20-something, then I shouldn't be slugging, but I'm working harder than
Beastie Boys' 1994 album, Ill Communication, that was Sure Shot on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history. I'm Brad Savage. Check cruisinthedecades.com for all of our playlists and submit a listener report. Coming up, we're going to talk with Sam Beam, musician Iron and Wine, about the importance of pre-rock and roll music. But first, a shout out to all of our shortwave listeners around the world. Let's go to Poland for Martin's shortwave shout outs.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martin with her shout out show.
Hello, it's Martin, and you're listening to Cruising the Decades. Let's take a moment to celebrate our international crew. John in Birmingham, UK, is tuning in on Channel 292. Birmingham's always had its finger on the pulse of rock music. Thanks for joining, John. Next, Miguel in Bogota, Colombia, on WRMI Radio Miami International. Colombia's music scene is hot, but Miguel's here for the cool classics. We've also got Derek from Hendersonville, Tennessee, tuning in on WRMI Radio Miami International. Hendersonville is home to music legends, perfect for tonight's show. A warm hello to Alex in North Carolina, also tuning in via WRMI Radio Miami International. North Carolina's love for old-time music fits right in with Cruising the Decades. And finally, a big welcome to Rick in Charlottesville, Virginia, catching us on WTJU at 4 a.m. on Fridays. Charlottesville got a true appreciation for the classics, and we're honored you're making us part of those early hours, Rick. We'd love to hear from you. Drop a line to Brad at brad@thesummit.fm or visit us at cruisingthedecades.com.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
That's Martin, located in Koronowo, Poland. Our European connection with the shortwave shoutouts and between the shortwave stations and all the internet stations and AM and FM broadcast stations and Armed Forces Network Joe Radio. We are heard worldwide. We're now on 55 radio stations all around the world each week. A big welcome, a big thank you to our newest stations, QRockRadioUSA.com, and also the BigfootRadioNetwork.com. They've just come on board as our newest affiliates, CruisinTheDecades.com. Now, 2006, and the big album, Back to Black, by the late Amy Winehouse. This is Back to Black on Cruisin' the Decades.
With his same old, same bed. Sam Bean from Iron & Wine, and you're listening to a 100-year musical journey through the history of recorded music. You found Cruise in the Decades with Brad Savage, 100 years of music.
And regarding the Cruise in the Decades show, the concept of that is we go way, way back into like 1920s and 30s and 40s. Do you listen to like roots and really old music, like pre-rock and roll type stuff ever?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my tastes are kind of all over the place, old jazz and yep. classical music, yeah.
Do you feel as a musician today, like does that pre-rock and roll era directly inform and inspire where we are musically nowadays?
Oh, definitely. I mean, some of the, you know, the avant-garde people borrow that stuff for pop music all the time.
We often like to point out the natural progression of music, the evolution of sounds. Thanks to Sam Beam, Iron and Wine, for joining us today. This is Call It Dreaming, Iron and Wine from 2017 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Say it's here where our pieces fall in place. Any rain softly kisses us on the face. Anywhere means we're running. We can sleep and see them coming. Where we drift and call it dreaming. We can weep and call it singing. When our hearts are strong enough, we can bow, cause our music's warmer than blood. Where we see enough to follow, we can hear when we are hollow. Where we keep the light we're given, we can lose and call it living. Where the sun isn't only sinking fast. Every night knows how long it's supposed to last. Where the time of our lives is all we have. And we get a chance to say before we ease away, for all the love you've left behind, you can have mine.
Wine, Call It Dreaming, 2017, on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, and now we're up to the 2020s. Is it a new song, or is it a 1993 hit? Well, it's a recent full band live acoustic recording by Soul Asylum. who came out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area in the early 80s. They are still going strong today. And recently, at our home base in Akron, Ohio, at House 330, the venue, we did an acoustic performance for about 300 Summit FM members. It was a members-only private concert. Soul Asylum's Greatest Hits Acoustic. And here is the recording of Somebody to Shove on Cruisin' the Decades.
Grandfather watches the grandfather clock, and the phone hasn't rang for so long. And the time flies by like a vulture in the sky. Suddenly he breaks into song.
Big hits from their album Grave Dancers Union. That is Soul Asylum Live Acoustic in Akron, Ohio for the Summit FM. That was Somebody to Shove. Cruising the Decades. Now we've done it again. Over 100 years of music in 1 hour. Check all of our playlists at cruisingthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers offers the finest pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Bros is committed to offering quality food with an emphasis on locally grown, sustainable agriculture. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPACK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That is S-P-A-K brothers.com. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. You can visit Rita's at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com.
This is Annie Mae, the neo-soul songstress, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers offers the finest pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Bros is committed to offering quality food with an emphasis on locally grown, sustainable agriculture. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That is S-P-A-K brothers.com. Rita's Italianized joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. You can visit Rita's at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com.
I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Say who you are and with what band.
Yeah, I know. Hello, this is Reza from Le Vent du Nord. You're listening to WRCP Pittsburgh.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we have another in our series of shows about fascism by talking to Diane Feeley, a labor historian and activist, about the consequences of unions in the U.S. continuing to place their workers' fate in the two major political parties.
She argues that doing so has not served their members well, has led to a growing fascistic divide in America, and that what is needed is a true workers' party.
Next, we talk with attorney Marie LaHood, from the Center for Constitutional Rights about her organization's lawsuit against President Biden, Secretary of State Blinken, and Secretary of Defense Austin, alleging that the U.S. government is complicit in Israel's genocide in Gaza.
The lawsuit is now being considered at the highest level at the Federal Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit out of California, and it may eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court.
Stay with us.
New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm Jim Lafferty, a decades-long political activist and once the national director of the National Lawyers Guild.
The forces of the gathering authoritarian storm in our country are evident in many ways. It is manifesting itself in powerful and continuing nationalism, in disdain for human rights, in the entwinement of government and religion, in a controlled mass media, in the protection of corporate power and the suppression of labor power, and in the encouragement of violence. The power of labor has been channeled into the Democratic and Republican parties, the twin parties of capitalism. We need a workers' party, but we don't even have the nucleus of one. Race and gender are formative in the building of authoritarian regimes. We see this in the USA. Haitians who are black have been accused of eating cats and dogs. Women's rights to control their own bodies is under attack from the Supreme Court on down, and women are marked as childless cat ladies and told to stay home and bear children. We speak today with Diane Feely on race and gender as formative in building authoritarian regimes and the potential power of our labor movement long buried in the clutches of the Democratic and Republican parties. Diane Feely is an editor of the magazine Against the Current. She's a leader of Solidarity, a socialist feminist organization. Diane lives in Detroit, where she's been an activist for many years in the United Automobile Workers Union. Diane Feely, a hearty welcome to Law and Disorder.
Thanks.
Diane, Chris Hedges, our previous guest, who inaugurated our series on fascism, what it is and how to fight it, is of the opinion that labor has to be central to protecting ourselves and to fight back. Why is this so?
Well, I agree with Chris on this. First of all, the membership of a union is diverse. And since we live in a highly segregated society in terms of where we live, the kinds of schools we go to, it's really the most diverse place we will be in. And we're there for quite a while every week. Not only is it a diverse place where people of all opinions, of various races and ethnicities and genders, all work. And what is our job? What is the idea of a union? A union is not an insurance company. It's a membership organization. And therefore, it's about what we want in terms of our wages, our working conditions, our benefits. So we're concerned about the quality of our life, the security of our life, not only at our workplace, but also in our communities. So it's a very